This is Sammy Joe.
And Harmonica Steve. Local Motion with Shane on
KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio.
Good afternoon, and you are tuned into KKRN. It's 12 o'clock. Hey, and that means it's time for Local Motion with Shane and sometimes Joe, sometimes Hal, sometimes Martin. That's who I got in the studio today. I have Johnson Blythe in the studio, which is comprised of Hal Johnson, Joseph Blythe, and Martin Boise. Martin Boise, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show today. And Johnson Blythe, they've come in to play some of their folky-tonk music, and we'll talk about some of the happenings up around here in the area here, the musical scene. And I want to thank everybody for coming in and braving that 299E.
Thank you, Shane, for having us on here.
Oh, yeah, you're quite welcome. Why don't everybody just introduce yourselves and say hi to whomever. Martin.
Martin Boyd. Shout out to everybody.
Hi, I'm Hal Johnson.
And I'm Joseph Blythe, and I'll take a shout out to my little buddy, Davey.
Little buddy, Davey. All righty, then. See, you guys have been here before, and it's always great having you in. I always feel very comfortable when you guys come up. I didn't even bother shaving today, so.
We won't talk about the bribe we gave you to get back in here.
Okay, yeah, no bribes, man.
You look marvelous, Shane, as
Thank
always.
You. Well, it's always great having you guys up, and I know a lot of folks around our area have heard you guys play, as you play in many venues in the Reading area. We'll talk about that, but I know everybody tunes in to hear the fine local music that we have up here in the North State, so gosh, let's just get kicked right off with it. What do you say, guys?
Yeah, we thought this time we'd last time we were here, we did some covers and some originals. This time we thought we'd throw some originals at y'all. So,
all right then, yeah.
Here we go, off of our previously unreleased and unrecorded first album.
And unrehearsed. No, I'm just kidding about that part.
First song, man.
This is called Desert Flower, and it's a kind of, sort of, nearly true story. I was 30 years old, still running fast. A wife or family, but a hell of a past. Life for me was about having a blast in the honky-tonk rodeo. She was a bartender in a biker place. Looked 5'10 or so in my beer haze. Pretty in kind of a sneaky way, but she never seemed to smile. I tried wearing my best Sam Elliott face, smiling that you can trust me way, but she rolled her eyes, as if to say, another midnight Romeo. It took her 6 weeks to call me by my name, about fell on the floor when that night came, that she gave me a smile, drove me half insane, hope planted in my mind. She had raven hair and sea blue eyes, quarter Navajo, or some surmise, mysterious as a midnight train, or a desert flower in a late spring rain. Of mine told me things about her over time. A teenage mother and her heart's crying, a baby girl carried away. Still, I decided one night it was time to be bold. Remember Grandpa's words that I've been told. He said, sometimes it's better to jump in cold. Never trying is his own way to hell. Well, she had a raven hair and sea blue eyes, quarter Navajo. Her son surmised, mysterious as a midnight train or a desert flower in a late spring rain. But sometimes what seems meant to be ain't always part of destiny. Sometimes life is like a train with a destination sought in vain. We were meeting on Friday, but she never showed. Called her roommates, and I was told she was out seeking her heart's pot of gold, a daughter she never held. I found out later that she found a girl, and I hope for the sake of two hearts unfurled, they're still together now out in the world, desert flowers in the late spring rain. Well, she had raven hair and sea blue eyes, quarter Navajo, and some surmised, mysterious as a midnight train, or a desert flower in the late spring. She was a desert flower in a late spring rain.
All right, guys, that was a nice start. You're just tuned in. You're listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. We're licensed in Bella Vista. Studios up here on Round Mountain, and in the studio today is Johnson Blythe. And, you know, as many times as I've been around you guys and seen you, I still want to call you Howard Johnson. I swear I do.
You could probably find us at Howard.
I wish I was.
I really have to stop thinking, but yeah, it is Johnson Blythe, which is Hal Johnson and Joseph Blythe. And backing them up on percussion is Martin Boys, and they're live in the studio today.
You know, we have to throw a shout of that shout out to our unofficial fourth member, Richard Biersbach. And I hope I said that right, Biersbach. Richard Biersbach. He has been more help to us than anybody when we're live on stage. That man is always helping and always throwing a hand in, and he's a great harmonica player. So we want to let him know that we're thinking about him today, and we wish he was here in the studio with us.
Yeah, maybe next time. Get him up here.
Yeah, we might just bring him in here.
Yeah. He's always welcome, as you folks are. Okay, well, guys, what do you got going on here? I know you play at the Cal Brew House every Wednesday.
We do. We have the Johnson Blythe Showcase every Wednesday, where we showcase different local acts that come in between our two sets. We have three sets all together. We do two, and we have local acts come in. We got Cali Vibes coming in on the March 30th. We have Harmonica Steve and Brother Chris will be there next Wednesday. I always look forward to those guys coming in. And it's really good venue to have the acoustic music as well as the electric music. And a big drum roll, please. We are going to be doing a benefit for KKRN on May 21st.
Yeah, that's right.
At the Brew House with some local bands that have actually been on your show. And when Shane came up to me and asked me if I'd help him put that all together, I said, well, let's do a kind of a theme and have the bands that have been on your show. So we're going to have Sammy Joe and Harmonica Steve will be there. We have the Pine Dogs, and we have Morrison Love, and also Johnson Blythe will be there. So it should be, you know, a nice 4 or 5 hours worth of music for everyone to come and enjoy and dance and drink some beer and celebrate and help fund some money for this great radio station that really needs to have the community support. For as much as they do for our community, we need to show them the support and help them out. So we really are appreciative of KKRN and everything they've done.
Well, thanks for that, Brother Joe. He's one of my best promoters for the Locomotion Show and KKRN. So, yeah, we appreciate that, guys. Yeah, KKRN, we are a grassroots listener-supported radio station. We're all volunteer radio station. Everybody comes up here, and out of the passion of their heart, they keep this little radio station going. But it's all due to the to you, our local listeners. We've been on the air, well, in June, it's going to be our fifth year. And
That's kind of why we're going to be doing that May 21st benefit down at Cal Brew House. It's going to be our fifth year birthday party, as well as we're going to have some good news to share about the expansion of KKRN. So put that on your calendar, May 21st, and I think it's going to be, what, from 5 to 9?
Yeah, I think we'll probably go from like 4 to 9 just to make sure we have enough time to get in there. So, but, of course, they're open, I think, at noon that day, and so come out, grab a spot. It's going to be outside, so it's going to have, there's going to be plenty of room. And, you know, it's going to be either hot or not.
Well, during 5 o'clock, yeah, I think that's about the time it starts cooling off a little bit better down there. Cal Brew House, that's in the Palisadro Shopping Center next to Holiday Market. Okay. We only have an hour and a lot to get in here, guys. You want to...
We'll move forward?
Just move forward, yeah. All right. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion. Go ahead, guys.
As we said, we're doing all original music. So this is another one penned by my musical partner, Mr. Hal Johnson. This is called Perched.
I don't know if people can tell, but I wrote this when I was feeling sorry for myself. Happens once every 3 years or so.
For a day.
Seems wrong. It seems what life has turned into, a tired old country song. Stand and pull up my collar against the coming freeze. Wondering about the nature of desire versus need. Tail hawk hanging in that tree, surveying his situation. I wonder if his life is hard or just a long vacation. Would I want to take his place, or would I miss what I have now? Will my neighbors still know me as I screech along the owl? And I stand alone this moment, a man without a creed, a sailor without a vessel, and a cowboy with no steed. Well, the woods keep getting thicker, things are crawling just out of sight. Don't know if I'll get up tomorrow, but then again I just might. Got to keep my heart open, even as time marches by. Got to give the swells I can take, know the tree line from the sky. True, and this lack of focus can't be good for life between me and you. Sometimes I wonder about the end when it comes my time to die. Will I just fade away, or be a polecat spitting in a tiger's eye? I stand alone this moment, a man without a creed, a sailor without a vessel, and a cowboy with no steed. Well, the woods keep getting thicker, things are crawling just out of sight. Don't know if I'll get up tomorrow, but then again I just might. Got to learn to keep my heart open, even as time marches by. Got to give as well as I can take, know the tree line from the sky. Got to keep my heart open, even as time marches by. Got to give as well as I can take, know the tree line from the sky.
Nice. How? That's a wonderful song, and that's one you wrote, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Those were great lyrics. That's...
Yeah, it's kind of more kind of a veiled commentary on the end of my flying career.
Oh, is that, yeah.
Which I miss a lot, but to tell you the truth, it would involve being away from home half the time. I don't miss it as much as I missed my family when that was going on.
Well, there's priorities in life take a big step when you get a little bit older, don't they?
Yeah,
they do. That's really cool.
Dessert has moved way up on my priorities. I noticed.
Naps,
get
too,
again.
Yeah.
Naps, yeah.
Those that's have always funny, been yeah. high on my list.
Yeah.
Well, my son, dessert, naps. I don't know anything about
that. There you go. Gosh, well, you know, I know singer-songwriters, they use events throughout all their life to and express themselves in songs, and that was very, really nice, Hal. I really appreciate that.
Hal's got some really nice tunes. We are very appreciative of his talent and songwriting ability.
Yeah, and Hal had a 30-year hiatus from the music scene?
Yeah, sure did.
Oh, man, we're glad you came back around, brother. Yeah.
He was suspended for 30 years. Don't let him tell you it was a hiatus. They told him, no more. You got to let everyone else catch up.
Well, is that? That's quite a compliment. Okay.
It was that Roseanne Barr incident. That's what did it.
Yeah. Hey, we were talking earlier about that May 21st benefit for KKRN out of Cal Brew House, and you guys want to play another song, or would you like to hear a little something from...
And why don't we listen to one of the bands that are going to be there for
okay,
sure.
Okay, actually have... Morrison Love was in the studio.
Big shout out to those
that?
Two.
Yeah, that was not too long ago. February 19th was when they were in, and they were down at the Palisadro Inn last night in Palisadro for...
And it was packed.
St. Patty's Day. Did you make it, Joe?
I made a mistake of not getting reservations.
Oh, really? And yeah, you got turned away at the door?
That place seems to always be packed. Well, no, I didn't get turned away to go, but I had to go outside, and I came to listen to Richard and Jane, and sitting outside staring at a wall was not necessarily the same thing.
You got to hear them.
I like listening to them, but I like looking at Jane. She's a very attractive woman. So,
okay, well, let's just go ahead and listen to one of their original songs that... they sang when they were up here in February. And once again, Morrison Love, which is Richard Morris and Jane Love, they'll be down at the May 21st Benefit Gal Brew House. So put that on your calendar. So here they are, Morrison Love. We'll be right back after their song with Johnson Blythe. And live in the studio on Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio. Here's Morrison Love. If I push the right button. KKRN and Morrison Love, and here they are going to do an original for you. And what's the name of the song?
The song is called Angel Fire.
Angel Fire, and an original by Morrison Love. All right. Thanks, guys.
Actually, Richard wrote this song. I just harmonized.
Searching for deliverance. Say a prayer and raise a glass to innocence. Oh, innocence. Down the road and back again. Turn your back to the wind. I do recall. And most of all,
Love is cold, love is blind. The sun goes down, the day is gone, and I'm losing time. I've got to make you mine. In the realm of passion, I could live or die. If that's the price for love, I don't mind, no, no. And we could walk until forever. Yeah, we'll leave the world behind. You're burning through my mind, angel fire. Out of doubt, ruined lives. Close your eyes, the time is near. Well, I want you here. Yeah, please and warn, yeah, please them all. Dim the lights and look into my crystal ball. I'll catch you if you fall.
Okay, thanks, Morrison Love, for that lovely tune. And like I say, they're going to be down at the Cow Brew House on May 21st, entertaining the listening audience for KKRN benefit.
And, I do believe they'll be headlining that show that night.
That means they're going to be the ending act, right?
They'll be the ending act. The lineup is kind of up in the air right now, but the way I'm looking at it right now is we'll probably start with Sammy Joe, which is great way to start a show, and then Johnson Blythe, and then the Pine Dogs, and because the Pine Dogs will be the full band, will be there, so we'll start it with a little acoustic music and end it with some rock and roll coming at y'all, so you could dance and have a good time and get drunk. And
no, we don't do that.
No, don't get drunk. Yeah, don't die.
Designated driver.
Always for someone that doesn't drink. I tend to promote drinking a little more than
the old days talking, huh? Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and listen to another one of the Johnson Blythe's originals, and then we'll listen to Sammy Joe. How's that sound, guys?
That sounds good to us.
Right then. You can hit it whenever you're ready.
All right, this is one that I brought into the band. This is a song that's written about the guitar that I'm playing right here, which happened to have been my dad's guitar. And when he passed away, I took it and have been using it with us since the beginning of our conception. And this is called This Old Guitar. One, two, three, go.
this old guitar ain't worth very much. Just some wood and some wires, and she's kinda beat up. This old guitar's just a box made of wood. She's seen better days, but she's still pretty good. And when I hold her in my hands and play my fingers across the strings, I feel his soul touching me. I can still hear him say, stay true to yourself, son, in whatever you do. And remember, I love you every time that you play this soul guitar. Five years now I've lived on the stage, play my music for whom ever would stay. And all of those years as a man made of strings, playing melodies like the angels they sing. And when I hold her in my stage and I play across the strings, I can feel his soul touching me. I can still hear him say, be true to yourself, son, in whatever you do. And remember, I love you every time that you play this soul guitar. Your guitar has seen better days, and someday I know I must put her away. But as long as I hold her and play on her strings, I know that he's with me, and I can still hear him say, be true to yourself, son, in whatever you do. Be a good man, be strong, and be true. Remember, I love you whenever you play my old guitar. My old guitar. This old guitar.
Okay, I like that one. That's a good advice from a dad. And I guess that guitar going to get bit passed down to Devlin.
Yeah, Devlin will end up with the guitar. He's going to end up with everything I own. All the bills and
good and bad, huh?
He's the only heir out there right now until he has grandchildren for me. I want to give a shout out to my son Devlin. He's always supported me in everything I've done, and he's a good young man. He's 21, 22 this year, and I'm very proud of everything he's become. So
right. Well, yeah. Well, that was good advice your papa gave you, a good song. And I know that you've passed those values on to your son. And that's what we do as daddies. We teach our boys the good stuff and don't tell them our stories.
Unfortunately, he saw a lot of my stories as they unfolded.
We grew up in the 70s, so yeah. Yeah.
That is until dementia sets in, and then we tell him everything.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we're going to listen to a song from Sammy Joe, and then we'll be coming back to Locomotion with Johnson Blythe live in the studio. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN 88.5 FM.
Smart eyes are like the shining stars. He smiles. a truck to a car. Never leaves without his guitar. Oh, I see you when I close my eyes, and I know you're seeing me too. You are everything I'll ever dream, and there's no one who knows me like you do. With you, my heart is complete. So when will we meet? John Doe.
By Sammy Joe.
Love her voice.
Oh, here, let me turn you guys back on. Turn on. There you go, Joe.
Love. I said I love her voice. She's
Sammy
a great
Joe
performer,
is,
too.
She is. She's getting much more comfortable up on stage. I remember seeing her a couple years back and just seeing the growth in that young lady. And Harmonica Steve usually backs her up. That was a recording from After Hours Recording Studio. And thanks, Sammy Joe, for sending that in. You can get a hold of Sammy at SammyJoe.me, that's S-A-M-I, let me start over there, S-A-M-I-J-O.me, and let Sammy know that you heard her on KKRN, Locomotion Machine, and back in the studio here, live with Johnson Blythe, and accompanying them is Martin Boys on...
he's always with us.
Yeah, caller...
We let him in one time, and never could get rid of him.
I got a caller on the air, guys. Just go ahead and take this caller. See who this is. See if I can.
It might be for Harold.
You go ahead and talk, and I'll. Yeah.
Last time we were here, Harold got a couple calls. Yeah. Martin and I didn't get any. So it could also be the neighbors complaining about the volume. Hey, yeah. Could you turn that down a little bit over there? We're trying to work over here.
Could be that gallon per roulette. You know that you have a granddaughter.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. I shouldn't have said that
you
on
shouldn't.
The air.
I told you, don't say anything on the air about that.
Okay, I just missed what you guys were talking about.
Hal just was giving up my dirty secrets about my granddaughter in Peru. Yeah.
Oh,
that's all.
Yeah.
We were
that's
just wondering
good,
if that was
huh?
the color.
No, actually, that was Leroy from Heavy Dose of Blues Band saying that appreciating your guys' music and.
All right, Leroy and Michelle, great couple of musicians and
good players. They are great supporters of KKRN, and actually, they're going to be up here on the mountain tomorrow night at Billy's Cafe in Montgomery Creek, doing a. You know, tomorrow's officially the first day of spring. I think it's like at 9:30 tomorrow night, but they're going to be bringing in the spring with a jam and some food and spirits there at Billy's Cafe in Montgomery Creek.
Does that mean cutoffs and halter tops are coming back into style?
I'm sure hoping so. That's good. This is a great time of year, isn't it?
I love being nice and cool, but I really don't like all the coats.
Yeah. Well, with that, why don't you guys go ahead and sing a song, and I'll take this next caller.
Okay. Are we going to do after?
I think we are.
I got to get it to come up on this thing. The modern day version of
The Notebook.
The Notebook, yeah. Okay, this is another song written by Hal Johnson. This is, go ahead, Hal, introduce this song.
Well, this song is unlike one of them that was sort of almost nearly true. This is pretty much true. It's about every 4 weeks sitting in New Orleans. Sometimes that would be the only time I drink all month. I was so excited about going home. And New Orleans is a great place for people watching if you've never been there. This is sort of one of those nights. Outside of New Orleans, in a hotel bar, watching these girls from Tulane acting like they're stars. They're painted up like sunrise and they're getting plowed. All these guys hitting on them, they're getting shot down. As I sit upon this bar stool with my head spinning round, it's been 2 long weeks away from home. I feel like I'm about to drown.
I'm only one man.
Hot damn. Outside of New Orleans, in a hotel bar, watching these girls from Tulane acting like they're stars. They're painted up like sunrise, and they're getting plowed. All these guys hitting on them, they're getting shot down. As I sit upon this bar stool with my head spinning round, it's been 2 long weeks away from home, and I feel like I'm gone.
I like that one. Is that a newer song? Have you guys played that often?
We played it at the beginning. Yeah, kind of new. We played it the first or second gig we ever did, and then we kind of forgot about it. And being our archivist, if I can say it, kind of brought it back to our attention along with a couple other songs. So we started doing it again.
All right. Good boy, Martin. Hey, I had a phone call while you guys were starting that song.
Was it a pizza?
It was pieces on its way, you guys. Yeah, I know. Actually, it was from...
don't tease me.
It was Paul from Mojo Child.
Oh, Paul Cadena, yeah, my brother. Paul,
and
hi, Paul.
You know, Paul called in with a great compliment, and I just wanted to pass this on because I don't know if there's any much better compliment you can get than from a fellow musician. Yeah. But Paul wanted to let Hal know that that song, Desert Flowers, actually brought him to tears. He says that he's heard that song in the... in some of the other places that you performed, but the music or the talk was loud, or he couldn't really understand the lyrics fully, and this time he did, and he wanted to let you know that he appreciated that song. It touched him, and
thank you very much, Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very nice of Paul to say
that's one of the reasons I like having you guys up here is that people get to hear the
we drive the real people to tears.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I'm going to take just a second here to veer off course for a minute to let folks know about an event that's taking place tomorrow night, Saturday, March 19th, and it is going to be having a local native girl, Rita Hoskins, going to be coming to Reading, and she's going to be playing tomorrow night at the Pilgrim Church, which is out there on Foothill Boulevard. What is that? 2850 Foothill Boulevard. Heading out West Reading, and it's part of Oak Song Music Society's 2016 concert series. Doors open at 7:15. Concert starts at 8. Let's see, you can get your tickets now at the Music Connection. Their phone number is 223-2040. You can also get your tickets at the door. But if you get your tickets at the door, you're going to want to bring check or cash. And if you're a student, 18 and under with a valid ID, you get in for half price. So Rita, she's sings a lot of songs about our area and about life in the country, and she's got a new album out that she's Frankie and the No-Go Road. You can find out a lot about Rita at her ritahoskins.com webpage. And let's listen to The Pine Dogs. I got a CD they gave me that they're also going to be playing at the May 21st benefit down at the Cal Brew House. And
What was
I
that?
I haven't met the other folks.
Diana and Steve.
Diana and Steve, and Ruben, and I haven't
met the other folks. Sorry,
great,
folks.
Great band. They're a fun band, and Diana and Steve are just two of the greatest people I've ever met.
Oh, and I know they're great just, supporters of the local musicians. Oh, they go to a lot of the musicians' gigs just to be in the audience and support them. And they're great folks. Yeah, so
very supportive. Although sometimes Steve is a retired fire captain, and sometimes I also think he may have werewolf blood. He cut his beard almost completely off, and it's already like a foot long.
So. Is that right? Yeah. 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 Well,
he's an old hippie, is all.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great guy, too. So we're going to go ahead and play this Pine Dog song, and then we'll be back in the studio live with Johnson Blythe. Time is 12:46. Hours just zooming by. So here they are, Pine Dogs. We'll be back.
I love that song, too.
And I'll second that emotion. Yeah, all right. We're back in the studio, Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM, live in the studio with Johnson Blythe. And hey, Mr. Brother. Joseph Blythe has something to say.
I just wanted to say, at the beginning of the year, we did the Rocks for Socks benefit, and we were on the air a couple times talking about it, but we've never come back on the air to tell you how we all did. And we want to say, John Kirk and I would like to thank everybody that was involved in that day. It was a very very successful day. We gathered almost 1,000 items worth of warm clothing, jackets, socks, and for the homeless people in the Reading area. And one of the things we found out at the mission when we went and dropped them off was that they do a sock change out every. If you come in there, you're homeless, you come in there, you give them your old socks, they'll give you new socks, they'll do a foot exam. They have a nurse that does this, and we had no idea that that was going on, and they told us that this supply of socks is going to help out tremendously. So we want to thank Johnny Kirk and I, and then everyone that was involved. We want to thank everybody that came out and donated. The place was packed all day long and all the way into the night, and it was a great show, and everyone, all the bands did great. Lauren Kemper of Kemper Light and Sound did a great job donating his time. The Brew House, they did a great job, and everyone had a good time. Bettis Catering, my sister's catering company, they did a great job feeding the bands. So just a big shout out to everybody involved. Thank you so much for all you did, community. This is truly what it was about.
That was fun, and that was the first annual, meaning there's going to be perhaps a second one.
Huh? There will be a second one for sure. We haven't put it into works yet, but we're going to do a little bit. Have a little bit more time, lead-in time, than 2 months.
All right, then. Good. Like you say, Joe, that was a great turnout. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for doing that. And well, the time is 12:52, so we better get at least one more song out of you, huh?
I believe we've got one more in us.
Okay.
I always tell this story because I kind of like the way what it really tells is that Hal one day came up to me and said, "Hey, I got this original song. I thought you guys might enjoy doing it." And he says, "But I think it's too long." And so he played the song for me, and he let me read the verses. And I looked at him, and he says, "I think I should drop a verse out of there or something." And I said, "Don't drop anything, Hal. This song is very much you, for one thing. But I related heavily to it because it talks about the loss of a friend. And my best friend, Pete Kinney, died 11 years ago. It talks about his son, Dylan, and my son, Devlin." It just sang. And then it talks about his dad, and his dad and my dad were very similar. So I told him, "Don't change anything, Hal. This is a great song." And so this is a Hal Johnson penned, Johnson Blythe song called "What Time Has Told."
Yeah, and basically, when I came up with this, is like we all do as we get older, I suspect, thinking about times in my past where I wish I had done things a little differently. I'm thinking about my son when he was 5 years old. Asked me to read him a story, and I said no. I thought at the time I had too much to do, but it's plain as the day now that wasn't true. As a young man, I got in with his crowd. They made all the right moves, and their parties were loud. Well, they were fun to hang out with, but they had no soul. Now when it comes to friendship, I know what time is told. Well, if I knew then what I know now, is what we sometimes say. But it's hard to find those lessons when life gets in the way. We set out on this journey, looking for that pot of gold, missing the lessons
the time is told. Stood by a friend on his last day. No one else beside him, no one else to pray. He just wanted to talk, so I pulled up a chair. And I listened to his stories till he wasn't there. Well, if I knew then what I know now is what we sometimes say. But it's hard to find those lessons when life gets in the way. We set out on this journey, looking for that pot of gold, missing the lessons that time has told. Dad didn't say much, but took me everywhere. Sometimes I wondered if silence meant he didn't care. Well, I look back on those days and see that I was wrong. Because there's more than one way to sing that song. Well, if I knew then what I know now is what we sometimes say. But it's hard to find those lessons when life gets in the way. We set out on this journey, looking for that pot of gold, missing the lessons that time has told. Yeah, we're missing the lessons that time has told.
Well, that was a wonderful song there, Hal, and that was a great one to end the program with. It's almost time to sign off. You guys go ahead and say goodbye.
Hey, just want to throw a big shout out there to everybody that supports KKRN and supports Local Motion with Shane. We love you, Shane, and we love to come back anytime you want to have us.
All right. Well, thanks for that, guys. Coming up next is Geezer Rocks, and thanks for tuning in, Local Motion. We'll be out of here.
Like you, and in part by anewscafe.com, where North State news, color, and commentary can be found online. The online news source brings regional writers and photographers together to give news that is positively North State, with universal topics too. Found online at anewscafe.com.
Programming on KKRN is supported by listeners.